Hello, author friends. Welcome to episode number 25 of the Write It Podcast. I am your host, Deanna. I am an author, but I am also a copy editor and a social media manager for authors. I don't know if you knew that about me. So this is actually the second episode in this little series that I'm doing where I answer questions that other authors or future authors or maybe publishers have. And today I have a question. I don't want to use anyone's real name, but I am going to call this individual Z. And Z's question is, what suggestions can you make for writers based on common findings from editing? So what Z is asking me here, or at least this is what I'm understanding, is since I have copy edited multiple manuscripts for authors, what errors maybe that I have found time and time again that I can talk about so that other authors don't make those errors when they're writing their books. So it's a really great question. So a lot of findings, as this person asks, would be using too many words when one word can be used. Let's say someone is trying to say something like, it was very cold outside. You could say, it was a frigid day, or it was frigid. You see what I'm saying? So using less words, and less words like very and more and a lot and things like that. Those words are kind of useless. Like if you've got the word very in a sentence and you can take the word very out and still get across what you're trying to say, I recommend taking the word out. Hopefully that makes sense. So that's one thing. Another thing is crazy commas. And I'm guilty. Oh my gosh. I am so guilty of adding too many commas when I'm writing. But thankfully I have an amazing program that I use that catches my errors. So commas are another big thing, either not adding them and having run-on sentences or using too many commas, you know, and they're just, it's not necessary. So another thing for me would be like if someone is writing a quote, maybe some dialogue in a book, and you've got quotations and a comma. I think a lot of authors aren't sure where to put the quote, where to put the comma, how to put them together. Does the comma go before the quote or after the quote? You know what I mean? So that's another issue that I've seen. And there was one other thing that I wanted to say that I have found. Oh, so let's say, for example, you're writing a book and you're using the word sheriff. There's a sheriff. He's the main character. His name is Sheriff Paul, let's just say. So let's say one time you're talking about Sheriff Paul and you use a lowercase s in the word sheriff. But then three paragraphs later, you come back through and you add a capital S on the word sheriff. No, no, no. It has to be consistent. Consistency is key. So that is another error that I've noticed when I'm copy editing manuscripts is the consistency. Just make sure that you're always using the correct name. Sometimes, let's say, again, we're trying to write about Paul, but you hit the wrong key and it says Saul, S-A-U-L. You know what I mean? This is going to create a lot of confusion for your readers. So consistency is super important. And those are, I would say, the top three things: punctuation, consistency, and using less words to get your point across to the reader. Because you don't want to fill it up with lots of little words that are describing if you don't need them. Yes, it adds to your word count, but it's also harder for the reader to process. You know what I mean? So, Z, hopefully I've answered your questions here and or your question here with my answers. And I think this individual may be a publisher and wanted this information to share with their authors. So I hope that I've helped you, and I hope that my experience as a copy editor has come in handy for you, and that this information can help you and other authors also be as successful as possible. So if you guys have any more questions for me, you can email me and I will gladly talk about it on the podcast. My email is book.writer.deanna@gmail.com, and my name is spelled D-E-A-N-N-A. You are more than welcome to shoot me an email with questions. Okay, so let's wrap it up, my author friends. Butts in seats and fingers on keyboard. Let's write those books.